From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. No agreement on ending the fighting in Aleppo. Syria's Foreign Minister Walid Mualim on Sunday rejected a UN proposal that would grant autonomy to the embattled rebel-held eastern sector of Aleppo. The Syrian diplomat said it's a matter of national sovereignty. The proposal was made in Damascus by UN envoy to Syria, Staffan de Mistura, who also disagreed over Syrian and Russian complicity in the bombing of hospitals.
Since we do have a difference of opinion between the Minister Mualim saying that there is a total denial of any aerial bombing of hospitals in eastern Aleppo, and now a point of view that indicates that there have been a tragic bombing of hospital in eastern Aleppo, then that perhaps we should be allowed to send a verification team on the UN side to verify the damage of the hospitals.
The UN envoy warned the time was running out on efforts to avoid a humanitarian catastrophe. President Barack Obama, speaking in Peru, said Sunday he's not optimistic about the situation.
Once Russia and Iran made a decision to back Assad in a brutal air campaign, then it was very hard to see a way in which even a trained and committed moderate opposition could hold its ground for long periods of time.
At least 240 people have reportedly been killed in eastern Aleppo and in the rebel-held countryside west of the city since Tuesday. Authorities in Afghanistan say a suicide blast at a Shiite mosque in Kabul on Monday killed at least 33 people and wounded scores more. This is VOA News. Turkish authorities on Monday blocked a delegation of national and European Parliament lawmakers from visiting the leader of Turkey's main pro-Kurdish party, who has been held in jail for almost 3 weeks. The delegation of a dozen members of the Party of European Socialists, otherwise known as the PES, sought to make a visit to the head of the People's Democratic Party, Selahattin Demirtas, at a prison in northwest Turkey. They, however, were blocked by Turkish guards and instead held an impromptu press conference in the street. Party of European Socialist President and Bulgarian MEP Sergei Stanishev was joined by MEPs and national lawmakers from Sweden, France, and Austria.
Turkey is a candidate for the European Union, and the political criteria are key ones. That should be very clear to the authorities in Turkey, to the president, prime minister, and the parliament. There can be no compromise on that.
Stanishev says he understands the need for security, but other priorities do have to take a precedence.
Well, there could be a political freezing of this process as a political signal, because we understand the concerns about security. Our political family never supported terrorist attacks, but we cannot accept, under the pretext of security and fighting terrorism, to crush democracy.
Demirtas' lawyers were, however, allowed to visit him. He's one of 10 HDP MPs held following their arrest earlier this month. In Libya, at least 20 people were killed and dozens wounded following 4 days of clashes among rival factions in the southern city of Sabah. The Sabah region is described as a hub for migrant and arms smuggling in the North African country. President-elect Donald Trump met Sunday with more potential cabinet members, including Republican presidential nominee Mitt Romney and retired Marine Corps General James Mattis. Appearing Sunday on U.S. television, Vice President-elect Mike Pence, head of the transition team, said it's working hard to fill important posts.
To have someone like General Mattis to sit before us yesterday, someone with a legendary military career, and to be able to talk to him about the challenges facing America and our national security. And I can tell you that the president-elect was very grateful that Governor Mitt Romney came in. They had a good meeting. It was a warm and a substantive exchange. And I know he's under active consideration to be the Secretary of State of the United States, along with some other very distinguished Americans.
Mr. Trump has already selected his choice for Attorney General, National Security Advisor, and Chief of Staff. And German Chancellor Angela Merkel announced Sunday she is seeking a fourth term in next year's election as head of government. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.